We welcome Peter Thomas. Peter, how are you?
Good Monday and kind of weak. You're going to have to go harder with that one.
I got to go harder than that one?
Yeah, you got to go hard. Yeah.
Peter Thomas.
Oh, that's what I'm talking about. You got to put some emphasis on it.
Got to put some emphasis on.
I work real hard for that emphasis.
I heard that.
How you doing, sir?
I am doing great. I'm doing great. Now,
beautiful.
You have a new book. You and your wife, Cynthia, have a new book out. But before we get to the new book, tell us, how was it when you were introduced on The Real Housewives of Atlanta as Cynthia's boyfriend? How did that feel, and how did people take you coming on the program like that?
And say that, so you, there was two parts. You said, how did I feel coming on the program?
Being a member of the program, coming on the program, and then how did the cast members take you or embrace you?
I mean, all of them are completely territorial. You know what I'm saying? So it's not like if we knew each other before we got on the show. I actually knew no one. And it was slowly introduced to them, and the one that I thought was most likely like my personality, not that the show's about me, it's about my wife, but that person was Nene Leakes. And, you know, and of course, that's the one that we clash out the gate. And that's why probably everyone knows my name, because her and I actually had, a disagreement. You know, but, I mean, you know, she's a beautiful person, and I'm glad we had this agreement, because you have to pass go in order to be where we are right now. You know, but the rest of the girls, I mean, you know, again, the show's about the ladies. It's definitely not about the guys. We just play a supporting role as husbands and boyfriends, or whatever some of them call the people that they're dating. You know, when we interact, so one thing about the show is it's not like some of the shows that's out there. You know, this is definitely about grown people commingling together and making grown people decisions. You know, so with me, I like to call it like I see it. You know, so, and some people could deal with it, and some people have a hard time with it. You know, I'm always going to keep it 100% at all times.
Folks were saying that they didn't think that your relationship would last. How have you guys hung together, and how have you made it happen?
Well, one of the reasons why people walk away with that impression is because, you know, the first year of us being on this and getting married on the show, you know, I was going through some really, really hard times personally in my life. And when the camera come around, you know, you can't hide your pain, you know, so they're going to see, the camera's going to reveal whatever it is there is to reveal. And we're in a reality show, so, I mean, our job is to show how our reality, you know, and the parts that they, you know, Bravo showed was not the best part of me. So I could understand. My wife used to grinch every time this episode come out, and these bloggers write mean things because they really didn't know me. But you know what they were seeing is it wasn't someone else. They were seeing me. They were seeing, you know, we might chat for 7 hours that day, and they'll see the worst 5 minutes. You know, and that 5 minutes played into whatever direction the network wanted to take the show. You know, and that's what it was. I mean, they didn't use anything I didn't give them. They used exactly what I gave them. You know what I'm saying? So that was public opinion. If my wife thought that was 100% me, we wouldn't have made it. We would have been casualty of reality shows like so many other couples. You know that there was a lot more. It was much deeper than what everyone else was saying.
Well, who is Peter Thomas?
Peter Thomas is an ambitious Jamaican Brooklyn boy that has 5 beautiful kids, okay, and a wife, husband, not wife, husband to Cynthia Bailey, okay, and my stepdaughter, Noelle. That's Peter Thomas. I work really hard. I'm Jamaican. I got 18 jobs. You know, I'm always trying to make it. You know, I'm trying to make it easier for my kids that's coming up in this world. They, you know, I have to keep my part of the agreement. You know, their agreement with me is that they're going to stay in school and they're going to do extremely well and they're going to give 100% at all times. And it's my job to make sure that when they need something and want something, I should have it to give to them. I should never turn my back on them. You know, so that's my priority first in life, is to make sure that my family is well.
We're going
to
talk about your book, Carry On Baggage, Our Nonstop mm-hmm. Flight. My first question is, how do you make a blended family work?
Well, that's why I'm glad you asked that, and that's why we wrote the book, because a lot of people have a problem making blended family work. You know, when I met Miss Bailey, you know, I had five kids with four different ladies, and, you know, that's not a resume when you're being interviewed, you know, to be married or to be with someone after 40 years of your life. That's not something that the person on the opposite end of the table is trying to hear. You know, most women, like Phaedra said it the first season I was on the show, and she offended me by saying that, you know, I was an unclean man for the fact that I had five kids with four different ladies. I wasn't a clean man in her eyes, you know. Most women feel that way. Most women want to be with a guy where they don't have to share anything that they don't need to share. They don't need to share his money that he's bringing home. They don't need to share his emotion because it might be in a different direction. They just want to be. Most women are extremely selfish. They just want that guy. There's a lot of situations where a man has kids before he met the person that he's with, and the woman that he's with try to change him. Don't, you know, trying to make him turn against his ex, trying to make him turn against his kids. You know what I'm saying? And the man that's in a situation like that, as far as I'm concerned, is an idiot. You know, because no woman on this planet could make me turn my back on any of my kids. You know, so saying that, you know, it was, you know, we need to tell a story for the fact that Cynthia Bailey, who could probably date anyone and marry anyone that she wanted to, she chose me with all my baggage, you know. And it was a beautiful thing because then I have to stand up to make sure that I let all her friends who was trying to talk her out of the situation being with me, you know what I'm saying, let all of them know who Peter Thomas is and why this woman made such a great choice. You know what I'm saying? So well, that's one of the reasons why, you know, we're writing this book, you know, to let people know that if you're going to write with somebody, you got to go hard for that person. If that person gives you their heart, their soul, you know what I'm saying? Okay, not their soul, because God owned that, you know. But if that person gives you their heart and said, you know what, okay, I am with you, for better, for worse, for in sickness and health, you know what I'm saying, you have to really represent 100% for that person. And we just want to share our story with, you know, the people that tune in, 4 or 5 million people tune in every Sunday to watch our show, to let them know how we keep it together, because there's a lot of casualties on these shows. You know, just in the Housewife franchise alone, you know, look at them alone. It wasn't money that broke them up, Beverly Hills Housewife, because she's a billionaire. He's extremely successful plastic surgeon. You know, looking on that same Beverly Housewife, you know, one of the couple, the guy hung himself. You know, look what's going on with Jersey right now. Not that I could comment on it because it's still in court. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of these shows, you know, couples come on together, been together, and then, you know, like, because they were dishonest and not honest and didn't put everything on the table, you know, as the layers keep on peeling, you know, all kind of stuff come up, and most of them don't survive it. You know, so to me, nobody on the street is going to tell my wife anything about me, because I'm going to make sure she hears from me first.
Marrying a supermodel, is that intimidating, marrying a supermodel?
It's not intimidating for me because I'm a supermodel.
Okay.
You're supposed to laugh when I say that, brother.
I was intimidated. I ain't know when I was supposed to laugh. I was like, all right, let's move on.
Well, that's the way I feel about myself.
Okay.
You know, I feel I'm a beautiful person. And as much as I'm getting a prize from Miss Bailey, she's getting a prize from Mr. Thompson. You know, because I love no one more than I love myself. Love yourself before you can love your kids, and you can love your wife, and you can love anyone. You got to love yourself first.
That is so true. Being a Jamaican, we know that Jamaicans are hardworking people. How do you keep the family together, a blended family? You keep your family together, and you do your restaurant, you do your empire. Cynthia has her modeling agency. How do you guys make all of this work, wearing all these different hats?
Man, I'll tell you something. You know, I'm in Los Angeles now, right now as we speak, driving down Beverly Boulevard with my oldest and my oldest child and one of my best friends in the world next door in the car beside me. Well, she's in the passenger seat. Okay, and I came out here yesterday because she did her first, she executive produced her first web episode. She did the deal with Russell Simmons and, you know, on her own merit, have nothing to do with me. All right, and I came out here to support her. But every time that she called me, I have to be there for her. But I just flew out here because I was in Miami the day before yesterday. Okay, and I got a 5:45 a.m. flight to come out here after I just dropped my son off from being my youngest son, 9 years old. I went to SeaWorld with him and spent all day with him on Friday in SeaWorld. You know what I'm saying? And I'm leaving here, you know, to go meet up with my son, you know, who's trying to get his music thing going on, to make sure I go help him. And at the same time, I'm on the phone every day helping my wife navigate with her company. She did the Cynthia Bailey Miss Renaissance pageant yesterday, a second year, and she increased her business by 500%. In 1 year, and that's because we work together as a team. You know, we want to grow as a team. That's a fun thing. When you're with a spouse and you get together and said that, you know, you're going to do these projects together and do it as a team, and not saying mine, or yours, you know what I'm saying? Once you master the word us, together and team, it's going to be a beautiful thing. You know what I'm saying?
I do understand.
She knows. She's 100% in support with me, of me, and everything that I do with my kids. Okay? She's so not selfish. And that's one of the most beautiful thing about her, you know, because I support her as she supports me. She shares with me. She shares me very well with my kids.
Now, your book also talks about keeping the home fires burning after 40. I thought everything was downhill after 40.
It's downhill for people who have that mentality of it going downhill, and those are the people that usually just died of boredom. You know what I'm saying? 40 is when life actually begins, as far as I'm concerned.
Mm-hmm.
My wife is sexy as hell. Does she look like she's 46 years old?
No, she doesn't.
No. All right. I'm 52 years old, and I know I got to go, though.
I heard that.
I know I do. You know what I'm saying? Okay, when my dad was 52, to me, he was the old dude. At 52, I'm like, I'm hot. My man Jay-Z's probably around 45 right now. He's still hot.
Hey. So there's no Viagra?
None. I'm going to use that. I don't even know what that is.
You're supposed to laugh, Peter.
Well, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
That one wasn't funny. You know what I'm saying? I would never touch that. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
If you need that kind of crutch for sex when you're married with somebody to sensibility, there's something wrong with you, partner.
I heard that.
You know what I'm saying? Just walking in the door and looking at that woman get me excited.
I know that's right. Yeah. We're talking to Peter Thomas, and he and his wife, Cynthia Bailey Thomas, have a book, and it's called Carry On Luggage. Our non-stop.
Carry on baggage. Flight. Don't change the title. Carry on baggage.
Yeah, carry on baggage. I'm talking about luggage, man. And you don't want to carry no luggage now. You won't. Carry on baggage. Our non-stop flight. And so everything is like non-stop with you guys, huh?
No, hey, we could sleep on with debt. Right now, we got to get it in. I have a 9-year-old. Okay. And he's going to go to college, and he's going to become a superstar, and he wants his daddy to be there for him.
What would you like people to take from your book?
I want them to laugh. I want them to cry. I want them to understand that if they get into any situations like the one that we got ourselves into, to make sure that they always believe what track what attracted them to the person to begin with. You know what I'm saying? And make sure that they understand that that's what they have to hold on to. They can't make money break them up. The lack of it break them up, or too much of it break them up. They just got to stay true to each other. You know what I'm saying? And take away all the materialistic stuff. If this guy could make you laugh, or this woman could, you know, could soothe you in any kind of way, that's the important thing.
Peter, I have to ask you this because your wife is a supermodel. I need some pointers. You know, I've been after Halle Berry for years. You pull a supermodel. How can I pull Halle?
I think she's spoken for, brother. She just got a kid. She got a really good-looking Parisian dude, and I think she probably even relocate out of the country. So you have a hard time catching up to her.
So I'm in trouble, huh?
You're in trouble, brother. You need to go after another one.
Okay.
Try to find someone that's not spoken for, and then go for it. You know what I'm saying?
Hey.
Okay. Anyone could achieve the goal, baby. They just got to believe in themselves.
It is Peter Thomas. He is our guest, and the book is called Carry On Baggage, A Nonstop Flight. Peter, it's been a pleasure talking to you, man. And
pleasure talking to you, too.
Hey, we wish you nothing but continued success, and tell your beautiful wife I said hello.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, my brother.
Bye-bye now.